Hi, this is Dave, and you're listening to the English Meeting Discussion Podcast.
Number four.
Stimulating dialogue, controversial issues,
a global perspective.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by me, Dave Skonda, and EnglishMeeting.com. Notice my pronunciation and how I'm using phrases and vocabulary. Put this to use by incorporating them in your speaking. Okay, welcome to the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. Yay! All right. Thank you. So this is, I believe, our third discussion podcast. And we have another dynamic multicultural group. Are you like flashing signs? Oh, this is number four. Thank you. You're right. It is number four. Monday, I shouldn't say days because this is podcasting, but our last podcast was number three. So this is number four. Okay. Thank you. What would I do without Christopher here? Okay. So here we go. We have a dynamic group from all over the world, and we have a great topic today, and the topic is illegal immigration, and this relates to every country in the world. Right now in America, especially in Southern California, we're broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, and this has been a very big hot-button issue on the news. People have been protesting about a law coming out that would limit or that would change the rules for people who are in this country and perhaps in this country illegally. Okay, so first, let's see. We have many countries here. So we have Omar. You want to introduce yourself? Where are you from?
Yes, hello. My name is Omar. I come from Mexico City.
Mexico City, that's right, from Mexico. And then we have...
I'm Jihan. I'm from Korea.
Jihan from Korea. Welcome back, Jihan.
I'm Layla from Japan.
Layla from Japan, and welcome. This is your first... You can hold on to the microphone. She's like, Layla said, spoke into the microphone, then she wanted to give it to somebody, like the microphone was going to explode. Take it, quick. Get it away from me. Okay, you'll get used to it. Don't worry. You'll be holding on to that thing all the time. Okay, yeah, let's go down to the end there. And your name, Madame?
Christy.
Yeah! Woo! Give that woman an A+. That was great. Well, that's called, you know, it's like when people put you on the spot. You know the phrase, on the spot? We just put her on the spot. And oftentimes when you get on the spot, you forget things. So, Christy, and, okay, here's the big follow-up question. Tell us, where are you from, Christy?
Korea.
And that, is that North Korea?
Mm.
She says yes.
Close to
North Korea. Oh, I like that answer. That's pretty good. She said yes, close to North Korea. Yeah, that's a good answer. Okay, and then finally we have...
Not finally.
I'm sorry. You guys did a switch. Okay.
Hi, this is Chris from France.
Christopher. And welcome back, Chris.
Thank you
for coming back to the show. And
This is Arman from Tehran, Iran.
So both you and Chris need to articulate more because you talk like this, and then we can hear what you're saying so much. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Tehran, Iran. Okay, welcome. Thank you for coming. Okay, here we go. This is it. This is the issue. It's very controversial. It's happening now, not only in America, in terms of a problem or in terms of the controversy. In many countries. So, we have immigrants. Okay, people call America a country of immigrants. Is that true? You can all answer.
Yes.
I think so. Okay. So, yeah, it is, absolutely. And I was born in America, but, my great-grandfathers immigrated here. Great-grandparents, I should say, immigrated here. And then my great-great-grandparents on my mother's side immigrated here as well. The issue is illegal immigration. How does illegal immigration affect this country? Is it good or bad? There's many things going on. Okay, we have a lot of illegal immigrants, especially in Southern California, who do jobs that a lot of Americans don't want to do. Do you know what some of those jobs are? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go. Either one, just jump in.
Just some of those jobs are dishwashers at restaurants.
Dishwasher at a restaurant.
Car wash. People who wash cars.
Right.
And people who works on construction. People who work
on grapes. Oh yeah, like in the farm, picking vegetables and fruits.
All that people, those are kind of jobs Americans don't like to do, or they are not used to it to do it, and also because the rate. The salaries are very low.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of maybe not wanting to do it and the lower salary, the lower pay. I guess if they're paying people $1 million a year to pick vegetables, you know, a lot of people would want to do it.
Yes.
Okay. So, these are the common jobs. So what do you think about that? I mean, if we said today, okay, everybody who's illegal has to leave, and we could magically get rid of them all in one day, what would happen to the country? Anybody?
It would be a total mess, because nobody would be ready to pick the garbage, because most Americans are businessmen.
Okay, so like nobody would be willing to do some of these jobs. Yeah. What would happen in this case? Okay,
like,
yeah, go
just
ahead.
For example, like restaurant, right?
Restaurant.
And they're like probably like a lot of kitchen staff. They're most likely illegal immigrants,
a lot of kitchen
right?
Staff, okay.
So if all of them get kicked out,
if they're gone,
yeah, once you gotta close the restaurant.
Yeah,
right?
how are they going to serve the meal? Okay, Chris.
I just have a question. Do we have a lot of illegal immigrants in all the states of America, or is it only on like California or Florida?
Well, we do have illegal immigrants all over the country. They enter in different locations, and there's locations that are more popular than others. I believe the most popular entrance points are California, Arizona,
Florida,
Florida, is it Texas, around that area, because that's right on the border of Mexico. Some people come in. Now, it seems like we haven't mentioned it, but we may all be thinking about Mexican illegal immigrants. Is that what everybody was kind of thinking here?
No.
Because there are other illegal immigrants. I mean, we have Chinese illegal immigrants. We have illegal immigrants from many different countries. Yeah. But maybe the percentages are different. Some come in, you know, from Canada. Some come in somehow from the East Coast, too. But we're broadcasting from Los Angeles, and we see a lot come through the California border as well, so that's what's happening. Okay, so does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Omar.
Going back about what we were talking in the beginning about how the country will be affected if these immigrants, illegal people, were not in California, I think the economy in one day will be down on the floor, because illegal immigrants are not the ones who keep the economy, the country, but the this is a big percentage of the economy of this, especially of California.
We depend on it, right?
Yes.
We depend on that stuff to happen every day. Yeah,
exactly.
Chris?
Because they as every people, they buy stuff in supermarket, and you have taxes on it in America. So maybe the tax income of the state
income tax.
state in income tax, we go very down in some in certain states, in some states.
If
there were no any more, there were not any more illegal immigrants, because there are a lot of them.
Okay, well, it's kind of interesting he brings up the idea of tax, because that's actually one of the arguments against having illegal immigrants here, because they say, look, if they're going to be here and they're going to work and earn money, they should pay tax. And illegal immigrants largely do not pay taxes, because do you know why? Why don't they pay taxes?
They get paid cash.
Well, they get paid cash, well, and it's all illegal. And you can't document it because they're illegal to begin with, and they would never have the right paperwork to, you know, a real social security card, a real ID card that shows you where you're the resident of, a resident card. They don't have any of that document, so they can't, you know, take taxes out of their check and that sort of thing. Yeah.
And then this morning I heard like this news from radio, right? And then it says like one of the problems was like medical care things. Mm-hmm. Like illegal immigrant go to like emergency room, right? And then like I guess American style is like somebody come to emergency room, you don't care if they have money or not at the moment. First save them, and then later
they're gonna
bill. But illegal immigrant, they don't have any paper, right? And then probably they don't know where they live. So at the end, the hospital cannot bill.
Yeah, well, let's say somebody is bleeding to death. Something they got into an accident and they got some, let's say, like a gash in them and they're bleeding, and if something doesn't get done in the next 20 minutes, that person's going to die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we take care of it, mm-hmm. and we'll save the person and everything. But if that person has no money, mm-hmm. and no documentation, mm-hmm. that means the hospital, all of that expense, mm-hmm. that the hospital used doesn't get paid. So who pays it?
Tax.
Who the government. Mm-hmm. And then who pays the government?
Us.
the taxpayers. So this is exactly, so this is the argument that it's like, okay, are like the people who live in this country legally, who pay taxes, mm-hmm. that money is going to pay for a lot of people who are here illegally that don't pay any taxes. And people are saying, hey, this is not fair, because they're saying, you know, I don't have the figures in front of me, but it's millions of dollars that this country spends a year for instances like Jihan just said. Other social services that we give, you know, are taken advantage of as well. So all this money is going out to pay, and they're saying, look, if that wasn't happening, we could use this money to better the country. You know what I mean? We could pay people more money. Mm-hmm. We could build better schools for our kids. We could do so many more good things, you know, for them. Did you have something?
Work owners take advantage of both government and illegal immigrants, because...
What does?
Both work owners...
You mean the bosses?
Yeah.
The people who run their own company, a business person?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they take advantage over illegal immigrants and government, because, for instance, there is a job that the minimum salary is like $12, but they just pay the illegal immigrant for $6 maximum, and they are the responsible people.
Right. I mean, like we have in California, we have minimum wage.
Yeah.
And in other states, they have different wages, you know, but we have a minimum. That's the thing. All across the country, we have a minimum. So you can't pay somebody 50 cents an hour. Does anyone know what the minimum wage in California is?
$6.75.
So like Armand is saying here, so that business owner can pay this person like $4 an hour.
Right.
And since that person is here illegally, and $4 an hour may be a lot of money to that person. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can not only live off of that, but they could send some money home to their family. So they'll say, yeah, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is...
they're taking advantage...
It's the business owners.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it's the business owners, they're the number one problem?
They're number one cause for the illegal immigration.
See, that's, this is interesting. So I'm interested to hear your responses to this because, you know, some people blame the immigrant, the illegal immigrants themselves. You know, they shouldn't come in here. They know it's illegal. It's their fault. It's their fault. Mm-hmm. And then other people are saying what Armand is saying here, saying, look, if it wasn't for these business owners hiring them, they wouldn't come. They wouldn't come. So what do you think? Whose fault is it?
Oh, and then, like, I heard this one. Oh, I heard this one, too. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of illegal immigrants come to America, right? It's okay. Not only for the jobs. They come to get better medical care.
Better medical?
Yeah, and yeah. There is a better school system. So,
okay,
yeah,
education.
It's not only for jobs.
It's not right? only just mm-hmm. to make that money. They're coming for a better
yeah.
life. I
mm-hmm.
mean, yeah, let's face it. I mean, people that come to America, for the most part, legally or illegally, come here for more opportunity, a better life, for education, for medical care, all this sort of thing. Absolutely. That's a great point.
I would like to also add this. This is a fact of safe.
Yeah.
Safe?
Safe, yes. I'm talking, I compare my country with the U.S. and Mexico City, for example, or maybe Colombia, where Mother Chris came from, those are very, very dangerous countries in South America and Latin America.
Dangerous in what way? Like maybe
the high,
some people listening, we don't know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, high...
Okay, you can pull your microphone a little further away because your voice is loud. There you go. That's good there.
It's very it's dangerous and rape.
Oh, and rape, and like many women get raped?
Yes, and
kidnappings.
And there's a lot of things going on in Latin America and South America. Mm-hmm. So those are, we have very dangerous countries, so and people, one way or another, come and look for safe, to be safe there. Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, I see, as an American, and of course living here all my life, I see America is getting kind of more and more dangerous. So it's interesting, you know, you bring that up because America used to be safer and crime seems to grow every year. It's a country with guns. We have guns and we have gangs and, you know, we do have things. But correct me if I'm wrong, Omar. So you're saying it's safer here than in a lot of these countries or cities?
Yes. Yes. And I see news and on TV and newspapers,
further away.
even our people who works and acting in Mexico as an actors and actresses, they are moving to Miami because it's a safer place. They have a very good jobs doing soap operas or Mexican movies in Mexico, and then just fly to work to Mexico and then go back home. I mean, they live right now in Florida, because it's getting very, very, very dangerous. Not only poor people, even people who is rich in Mexico, mm-hmm. they are moving to California or Florida or places in the United States because to be safer.
Yeah, I know. Okay, no, that's a good point. Thank you. I just keep. You know, you're wondering what I'm saying to him. I'm just trying to tell him to hold his microphone further away because his voice is so loud and strong. And then the other people I'm telling, closer to your mouth, closer. So, like, what are you saying? You're doing this? You're doing this? Okay.
But I think America is a pretty generous toward, like, those people who are in trouble, whatever, risk in their own country. Because one of my friends is from Indonesia, right?
Okay.
And then I guess she's not Muslim, and then like the other side, like something like that. And then
she is Muslim or she's
no,
not.
She is not.
She's not. Okay.
And then she says she had some like risk in her own country, so she came to America.
She had risk.
I don't know, like something political, fighting, war,
okay,
or something
okay,
like that,
right?
Right.
Okay.
So she can get killed in her country, so
right.
She came to America, right? And
uh-huh.
then she applied for like green card, something
uh-huh.
like that, and then America accepted her. So
right.
I think in that way, like America is pretty generous. So I don't think, yeah.
Well, So for me to follow up on what you're saying is America, you know, grants the ability to come into this country to so many people legally. Mm-hmm. We open our doors. I mean, they've never been closed. And there's a procedure for coming into America legally. And it's not like just any, you know, we can't let the whole world come in, mm-hmm. but we do. And in many different circumstances like mm-hmm. that, like somebody in a country, if their country is very unstable and they're afraid of being mm-hmm. killed, you know, America will often say, hey, we understand. Okay, you can come here, you can live in our country, and you can, we'll let you live here legally, you'll become a permanent resident, and then eventually you'll get a green card, mm-hmm. and then if you keep doing, you know, you learn English and things like this, we'll grant you citizenship, and you'll mm-hmm. be an American citizen, and you'll get all the same rights that any other American citizen gets. And we are, I don't want to sound like I'm speaking for America, but we do have so many immigrants every mm-hmm. year come in, and through the legal process. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's true. Yeah, Omar.
And now we're talking about this point on America generals, right? Generals, who people who is having big problems in their countries, has a war, so political problems, so and so forth. I would like to ask you something, David. What do you think is the problem, and me as a Mexican, I want to ask you, what do you think is the problem that United States doesn't want to help Mexicans, or why do you think it's very hard to help especially Mexicans?
Why is it hard to help?
It's Mexicans? Hard.
Well, if I get off track, let me know, and I'll get back on. But first of all, there's been protests in Los Angeles starting about 5 days ago, and over the weekend there was protest, people going out in the street, and up till yesterday and probably even today. And the thing is, what I hear a lot of these people saying, which are Mexican immigrants, is America is supposed to be about immigration, you're discriminating against immigrants. And the thing is, nobody's discriminating against immigrants. They're discriminating against illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. That's what they're discriminating against. And America is a country of everybody immigrated here except for the Native Americans who were here before the Europeans came. Okay, so what they're talking about is illegally. And do we want to help the Mexicans? Sure. I mean, for the most part, Americans like Mexicans. I mean, look, I'll tell you from my personal experience. I grew up in San Diego, very close to the border. There's a lot of Mexicans. First of all, Americans love the food in this part of the country, you know, because they grew up with it. And they know the real Mexican food, not the Taco Bell kind of, you know, chain store, create kind of like Mexican food.
Are you local?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're talking about real Mexican food made by people authentically from that country. They love the food. And I'll tell you, so many San Diegans cross the border and go into Mexico all the time. And they love it down there. They like the beaches. They have beautiful vacation spots down there. They think the people are wonderful. Mexican, the response that I've seen in my lifetime, Mexican people are very friendly, and Americans seem to think that about Mexicans. They're very friendly people. They're very nice people. So as a people, they seem to like them. Now, in terms of working, there's the big divide, because it's like, look, the problem right now is this. More and more people are coming in illegally. It's growing. It used to be, let's say, I don't know the numbers, but, you know, this much, you know, at a, let's say, like a point at, you know, number 3, okay? But it's grown to number 9 every year. So you got, you know, I'm trying to think of this in many different perspectives. And one is, let's say you're the president of the country, of this country, America, you know, and you see, God, we're getting more and more. And like Jihan was saying, you know, like if they go to a hospital, that means more and more people are going to start eating up these resources. Mm-hmm. So, look, the politicians are even saying it. We need the Mexican people. You know, we need them. But we can't have it grow out of control. So, Yeah, I think we do want to help them. I think a lot of Americans want to help the ones that are here become citizens so that they can be here legally, so that they can pay taxes. Mm-hmm. And you can't have an American saying, hey, you're taking my tax money, you know, which could mean my job someday. You know what I mean? So these are the kind of arguments that are coming up.
So I mean, like, to, like, reducing, like, what is it? Reducing
the amount?
Amount of immigrants or illegal immigrants. That's uh-huh. I think it's a good idea.
Right.
But you can, like even America, right? Like, there is a lot of illegal immigrants already here, right?
Right.
But I don't think we cannot kick them out. Because no. They already have here family and then their life right here.
And we need them,
yes.
Too. Like we all said at uh-huh. the beginning of this discussion, if they just left yeah. tomorrow.
So like give like some chance like to like give them like some temporary working visa.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then they can pay tax.
Right.
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. that's one of the uh-huh. people. There's a... You know, it's so interesting because when you start watching the news, hearing the rhetoric, you hear the different opinions,
yeah.
and that's one of
uh-huh,
the answers.
Yeah.
You know, let them work here legally. Give mm-hmm. them some kind of at least temporary working document mm-hmm. so they can pay taxes and that nobody has a problem.
And then, like, this, like, the new idea is the problem is it's ridiculously strict. Like, I heard, like, if your grandfather is an illegal immigrant,
uh-huh.
but I'm legal immigrant, right? But I have my grandfather, and then police caught me helping him.
Uh huh.
They gonna give me like big amount of fine, something
yeah.
like that.
That's I don't know about the law.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's so.
But that makes it yeah. difficult. Uh-huh. That makes it complicated, and mm-hmm. it makes it a problem. Makes people hide in secrecy mm-hmm. and this sort of thing. You know, so I mean, it's a tough issue. It's a tough issue to put into a law because when you write a law saying, okay, this is a new law, you have to write down specific things, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are going to have problems with those specific things. And the thing is, okay, you know, a lot of, I mean, what do you, I'd just like to hear what the group has to say. What you have to say is, do you think illegal immigrants have a right to be here? It doesn't matter if they're from Mexico or what country. Do you think they have a right to be here? What do you think, Layla?
What's
she's like,
question?
What? What were you thinking? I was thinking about my vacation
in
Bahamas. do you think the illegal immigrants that are in America, do you think they have a right to be here?
Yes.
Ooh, close to your mouth.
I think so. But I'm wondering...
A little closer. Sorry.
I'm wondering, uh-huh. why do they... apply for citizen or green card? Why do they stay here illegally? Don't they try to apply?
Okay.
For
why don't you mean once they're here? Why don't they apply?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. Do you want to say something about that? Yeah.
Actually, about the Cubans, I know that they can become citizens, but once they become citizens, they can only visit Cuba once, like in 10 years or something like that. Maybe.
Okay, but that's not really her question, though. I mean, she's saying the illegal aliens that are here in this country, why don't they apply to become a citizen? And the answer to that is they can't. Because if you come here illegally, you have no right to pursue that unless we come up with like an amnesty situation or law where we say, okay, if you can prove you've been working in this country for 5 years, mm-hmm. we're going to give you what we call amnesty. And we're going to say, okay, you can apply for citizenship. But we're not doing that right now. So the people against this will say that if we let them apply, then that's going to encourage more people to come here illegally. And we don't want that. That we can't handle that. Yeah. Armand.
Actually, what I meant, it was like an example. It's like they do not want to sacrifice the opportunity of going back to their countries where they have properties left behind and family members. And if they are not legalized here, they can send more money back to their countries and buy more properties and get richer But if they stay in the United States, they do not have the enough education to compete with American public, so they will be the lowest or middle
right.
in the pyramid.
Well, you know, he brings up another interesting point, which is a lot of, illegal immigrants who work here and make money send their money to their home country, mm-hmm. and therefore it comes out of the American economy. Instead of spending their money in America, which keeps our economy moving and healthy, they're taking it and sending it to another country. So it's kind of it's putting a drain on the American economy.
So it's one of the reasons that they do not want to be legalized here.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the Cubans. There's a law about... Do you know? Well, why don't you tell us so I'm not the one talking.
I think if you're Cuban... And
close.
I think if you're Cuban and if you're...
Cuba.
As soon as you touch the American floor, you become American.
The American floor?
The American... so?
The ground. The land.
Yeah. The land.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, Florida.
Yes. Miami. Yeah, I'm from Florida. The law is... He's right. He's absolutely right. It's really interesting. Okay, because you know Cuba is kind of close to Florida, yes. right? Mm-hmm. In terms of what's the closest... I don't know the distance, but if you look on a globe, you'll see how close it is. But the rule is, let's say a group of Cubans want to say, okay, we're going to go to America. They get on a boat. They say, whatever it is. I mean, I've seen all different types of boats. Now, you talk about wanting to come to this country. I've seen these boats on the news where they're these rickety wooden, they're barely a boat, and they're going from Cuba to America on this thing, and they got like 10 people on it. And it's like, But this is the rule. If they make it to the beach and they touch the land, they can stay. But if they're caught while they're in the water... America ships pick them up and bring them back home.
What's the difference?
I don't get it. What's the difference? They should be helped too.
There's a difference in distance. I guess they say it's like Darwin's survival of the fittest. If you're real strong and you can paddle real fast, But if you're kind of like
sounds like a game.
You're overweight.
Sounds like a game. Get it.
It is a strange law, and that's why when it comes up, it's a discussion piece. It's like, and a lot of people don't know this, And I was surprised. That you knew about being from France. That's interesting.
Come to get it.
It's hard being a politician. It's hard being a lawmaker. And it's like, how do you make things fair? And the thing is, the American people are, kind of generous, I believe, and compassionate to people from other countries. So I guess the American government, the way they see it is, well, we could just shove everybody back. But, we want to help. But we can't have everybody from Cuba come over here, just like we can't have everybody from Mexico come over here. It's just, it's not going to work. Because if we have to have some kind of limitations. So it's a screening process. You could look at it as a screening process. Not everybody's going to make it. Therefore, the numbers are going to be smaller. And therefore, I guess, whoever wrote that law, I don't know who wrote it, determined, well, we'll get this much number from Cuba a year. Okay, that's fine. But if we say just anybody in a boat, we take them here, then we may go to war with Cuba. I mean, Fidel Castro may say, what? America is picking my people up and bringing them? This could mean war. So it's, you got to think of many different complications that come into the issue. And maybe Fidel is okay. If they can make it on a boat, okay, goodbye. I don't know.
I want to... talk about this point. Makes me upset
uh-huh.
is that why U.S. government or whatever focus especially in Mexicans. I live in West Hollywood, uh-huh. and yeah. I have a lot of friends who came from Europe, from Hungary, from all those countries. I have a lot of friends from Argentina. Argentina is having problems from 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, the economy
is one of the poorest countries
sure.
in South America
Absolutely.
Now. And everybody's running away to Europe and to United States. And I have a lot of friends from Argentina who are here illegal.
Okay.
So why they focus?
Could you do
the Mexicans?
Could you write their names down for me and their address?
I will.
I'm just kidding. I will. Okay. Okay. Why are they focusing? Did you want to say something?
Omar is right because, in my neighborhood, most of the illegal immigrants are from Armenia.
Illegal Armenians?
Yeah,
too?
Illegal Armenians, and there are a lot.
And how do they get in? Because obviously they're not coming across the Mexican border.
Yeah,
they're coming across
the
Mexican border.
Yeah, because they get to Mexico City and then they fly.
Because their
they fly into Mexico.
Yeah, because their passport is like Armenian, which was one of the countries from the former Soviet Union. Uh-huh. So the Mexican government honors that passport because of the political issues. So they can come from the border.
Interesting.
But somebody picks them up from the U.S., inside the U.S.
Oh, someone picks them up, like somebody like me, an American, would go down to Mexico, pick them up, and bring them in?
Yeah.
And then it's pretty easy to get. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of it's pretty easy to get in.
And they make very well money by drug dealings and.
Well, I know. I've heard of Armenian gangs, and of course, gangs from other countries.
And they even threaten Armenians that are legally here.
And they do what?
They threaten Armenians that are legally here.
Yeah. So, well, that's the thing. I mean, it's a lot of the people. I can't say all, but or I should say some of them are a bad element. Mm-hmm. They come to this country to do crime, and of course, no country wants people to come in who are going to create more crime. But to answer Omar's question, which relates to you as well. The Mexicans are more visible, and they're the highest number. Okay, you're right. Of course, there are people who are here illegal from many different countries, but the Mexicans from Mexico are the highest number, statistically. I mean, the Americans know how many are here, for the most part. They know the numbers. It's not like they're blind about this, but they're the highest number, and they're growing in terms of how many are coming over the border each year. And when I say more visible, whoever's listening may not know this, and I don't know if you all know this, but if you go to a Home Depot or certain parts of Los Angeles, you'll see a group of Mexicans standing on the corner. And they're not standing on the corner to socialize and to share coffee and talk about life. They're there looking for work. And they're looking for someone to stop by and pick them up for construction work. Everybody knows that they're illegal. Mm-hmm. And they're visible. They're basically, might as well be holding a sign that says, "Hi, we're Mexican, we're illegal, and we need a job for the day." And you don't see that much with other ethnic backgrounds, Unless you guys see differently. Tell me if you see differently.
I have an example for that. Actually, one of my instructors in aviation department, Mr. Curtis Potter, is a police, and he said one time they had call from a citizen about some of those guys that standing by, for example, Home Depot. They had complained and they went and picked up everyone. But they say if there is no complaint from any citizen, they cannot do anything.
And, interesting.
And if they
that's
pick
their policy.
Yeah, and if they pick them up, they have to call the INS. They cannot do anything.
Yeah, and I think there's also a law that says we can't. Policemen, they have to have a reason to stop somebody, whether it's walking on the street or something. Like, a policeman cannot just go up to Chris and say, "Okay, show me your ID. I'm going to check you out to see if you're illegal." That's not the policy. Chris has to commit a crime or drive, maybe pulled over. He has to do something, or suspicious, something like this. We can't do that. And people, and some Americans are saying, well, that law should be changed. If you've been, a Home Depot is a store that sells like building equipment or material and anything to fix up your home. It's a big store. And Home Depots have made little areas for the illegal immigrants to sit on with a roof and chairs. And they even give them like something to drink, like water and stuff, to sit there because to accommodate them. And people are saying, well, why are they doing that? Because they know they're illegal. So maybe to round this off, maybe you could just, we can go around the room and tell us about your country, and is illegal immigration a problem over there? How about in France?
In France, we have a lot of problem with legal immigration, especially from Africa.
From Africa, okay.
Yes, they're coming from through Spain, and usually through Spain. And they, for example, illegal immigrants and the son of illegal immigrants are usually accused of being the troublemaker. But they also, as here, do the jobs that French doesn't want.
Okay,
it's kind
similar.
Of
similar.
I'm sorry, I have
similar.
A question for you, Chris. About your country, France.
Yes.
You came as an illegal person in the United States, and you can work one way or another. You can get a job or something. But I hear that Europe, especially France, hardly you can find a job. It's not like here that you can go to some places and get a fake paperwork or something. Mm-hmm. How does it think it works in France?
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard compared to here. Fake IDs, all that stuff must be very hard to find. But
people can work without papers?
People, I get, yes, I hear a lot of cases of, but it's illegal. I mean, they make them work, hiding them because they exploit them.
They exploit them.
Exploit
well,
them.
In a lot of, yes. Same in America, they get exploited yeah. too, you know. Mm.
But in France, actually, a policeman can ask you for your
but
ID.
They can.
Can I see your French ID?
They're more strict.
Without doing something criminal or any, just
it's
they can stop and ask you.
You have, when you're 16, you have the obligation of carrying some paper with you.
Oh really?
Yes. As soon as you're 16.
Interesting.
Even for young people, they don't have the right to stay out until
certain amount, like
certain
a certain time.
Certain time depends on the cities.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, France is a little different. What about Korea, Christy?
The most big problem is the women comes from other country into
Korea.
Yeah, and go to like place where they dance and. They dance in front of the guys.
Oh, is it? Are they strippers where they take off their clothes, or are they? It's kind of like what do they call them? A lot of Asian countries have this. They're like hostess places, and these two know what I'm talking about. It's like the other Korean and Japanese know what I'm talking about. And where they'll kind of sit with you, and they'll pour your drink, and they'll laugh at your jokes.
Social workers.
And then that may go further, right? That could go further into sex and things like that. So from other countries, what countries do they come from?
Russian?
Mm-hmm. Really? Into Korea?
Yeah. Russian.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Russian women in Korea.
Right.
They must really stand out because they look so different,
yeah,
right?
Yes. So they make a lot of money.
They make a lot of money?
Also,
they're
like
so beautiful.
Philippines.
Yeah, beautiful. These beautiful Russian women. And where are these places to go? I'm just kidding.
And Philippine women come to Korea to marry Korean guys.
To marry them because they want to like get Korean citizenship
yes.
or to have a better life.
Yes.
Interesting.
And they learn
Interesting.
Korean.
What
language.
About the language?
They learn it.
They learn the language. They
Actually,
learn
Korean.
Korean
is really easy to learn.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, can you teach me after this radio broadcast? I want to learn Korean. Okay. Okay. Well, Chris wants to say something real quick.
Something to hot that should just make me think. We have a lot of problem of prostitution with Eastern countries,
uh-huh.
like Russia and Czechoslovakia, all that countries too.
Oh, so you have that in France also?
Yes, it's just. It's prostitution, just that a lot of women, and maybe under 18 sometimes.
Oh, well, under 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's when it can kind of get bad.
That was my point.
Yeah, okay. And Armand, from Iran.
Most illegal immigrants in Iran are like from Afghanistan because of the war that they had with Russians.
Uh-huh.
And
now Chris just hit his elbow really hard on the table, and he's trying not to make any noise because he's in pain right now, and we're all watching him experience pain in silence. We're all like watching him. It's kind of enjoying. It's entertaining. It's like, yeah, he's experiencing pain, and he can't say anything.
How do you say ouch in France?
Yeah, how do you say ouch in France?
Aïe.
Aïe.
Aïe?
Aïe.
Aïe.
Aïe is Korean.
Really?
Aïe.
No, aïe. 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 Okay. Okay, so the illegal immigrants are from Afghanistan?
Yeah, they came like about 20 or 25 years ago. And
okay,
they stay.
But are they still coming in?
Like,
is it a problem in Iran?
Yeah, it's a major problem.
Do they, same problems we were talking about, these other countries, like in America? I mean, do they take the jobs? Do they, are they able to work? How are
they
treated?
They work mostly like on construction.
Construction?
Yeah, but
labor?
Yeah, but they did lots of crimes, like murders for...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I imagine the laws in Iran are extremely strict. Like, if you commit a serious crime in Iran, don't they, like, chop your head off and the
no,
next day or something?
That's Saudi.
That's Saudi Arabia. Okay. Well, I mean, but are they strict? Are the laws very strict in Iran about crime?
Kind of.
Do they, I mean, see, because I'm ignorant, so I'm admitting it right now, but like in some Middle Eastern countries, like if you steal something, they'll chop off your hand.
That's still Saudi Arabia.
That's Saudi, but not in Iran.
Not in Iran.
Mm-hmm, I see. So what would happen if you did a serious crime? Like if you, I don't know, did what, stole something?
There would be a fine and prison.
In prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
you would get released eventually?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be bailed out.
Okay. Okay, so that's interesting. Okay, and okay, Mexico?
Well, Mexico, ever since the economy went down in Argentina,
right?
We have had a lot of Argentinians moving to Mexico. And all over.
Oh, really?
Illegal immigrants from Argentina. And also,
really?
We have a lot of legal immigrants from the U.S.
We have legal immigrants.
Legal immigrants from
the
U.S.
What are they doing? Are they doing business down there?
No. They just are retired people, and they go to live to Acapulco, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta. We have a very nice beach.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Puerto Vallarta before.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful down there. And I've been hearing this more and more. Americans go down there because they get more for their money, so they can buy a nice place and live like more rich.
Yes, I'm gonna tell you. It's one example, and the place where I live in West Hollywood. You can you get a house for $1 million around
right.
there, 800,000. The same house you get for, the same place you get over here for $1 million, you can get in Mexico for $400,000.
Right, yeah.
Yes, so that's why they go down and they are buying in Acapulco, Puerto Vallarta, and all those beaches.
Right. And they're enjoying themselves, you know. They like the
it's
food,
beautiful.
They like the culture.
Yeah.
They're living maybe on a beach that's
yes,
beautiful.
Yes, they live very well, yeah.
I mean, to live on the beach, like in Los Angeles, kind of like Malibu, oh my God, you know, tens of millions of dollars and that sort of thing. Okay. Okay, and so Jihan.
And then, as Chris said, yeah, a lot of Russian, and then a lot of Chinese.
Oh, Chinese too. Do you get any North Korean women come over?
Oh, I think first they go to China, I think.
Oh, they go. It's easy to get out by China. Yeah, because your border is tight.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a tight border.
Mm-hmm.
The border between South Korea and North Korea.
Yeah.
You don't mess with that border because
mm-hmm.
anything goes wrong, you're going to get shot.
Yes.
And, I've had many students from Korea, and I've been to Korea myself, but I didn't go to the border, but, you know, I've seen it on TV.
Yeah.
They have, right on the border, they have a building,
mm-hmm.
and they have a North Korean and a South Korean.
Yes.
They both have guns.
Uh-huh.
And if anything goes wrong, they will
yeah.
shoot. And they're serious.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty intense
mm-hmm.
there. So I don't know. Should America have a border like that? The thing is, you know, another thing is our border's so big. It's like, what do you do? Some people say put up a huge wall. Yeah. That would be a huge wall. Yeah. I mean, that would be like the Great Wall of China or something, and then still they'd find a way to get through.
I'm sorry to interrupt you before I forget.
Okay.
Now you're talking about the borders.
Yeah.
Should they do this in America? We're talking to some friends about the big wall they are trying to do in the border of Mexico. With
right,
the,
like some people are saying, build a big wall.
And we were talking about Mexicans. We improve everything. So if they do that, we can get that big thing. You jump.
You oh, ride. Like in the Olympics. Like in the Olympics, it's called the pole vault. The pole vault. So the Mexicans will learn to be professional pole vaulters. And you know what will happen? Not only will they get over, but in the Olympics, they'll win every event. Oh, yeah. Well, the Mexicans are good. They started this tradition on jumping the wall. They became experts.
Now, instead of
even five-year-olds from Mexico can do this.
Instead of get these people who help you to cross the border, how do they call? Coyotes?
Oh, the ones that help you smuggle you across.
Now, instead of that, you're going to rent you think to jump in the border.
Yeah, they're going to rent you. I'll rent you a pole. $9.99, you know, this sort of thing. Well, there also have been many tunnels discovered, too. Yeah. I mean, you know, you build a wall, they can do tunnels. I mean, come on. I mean, they can go by ocean. There's so many ways. Did you want to chime in real quick there?
Actually, I think it's time for, the whole countries in American continent to pick up their borders and make one country, like Europe. That
you mean like combine Canada and Mexico?
Yeah. It's gonna solve all problems, political problems.
You think that would solve? I mean, that's quite a big proposition that you're talking about. Because I mean, if we said we're the same country as Mexico, I mean, Mexico's a huge country and relatively a poor country, you know, and you know, if America had to support all of that, we may become a poor country, and then we're going to start going to France or something. I don't know. or Korea. I mean, Korea's economy is booming. I mean, Korea is just amazing.
Japan is good.
You know, yeah, Japan is good. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough issue to deal with. Anyway, so Layla from Japan. Layla from Japan. is immigration a problem? Illegal immigration a problem?
Yeah, Japan has a lot of illegal immigrants. Yeah, especially
from where?
I think it's especially Filipinos.
Filipino?
Yes, Filipino women.
Women. So are they coming for?
For prostitution.
Prostitution.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
A better life, you know. I mean, they could get a job and that sort of thing. Any other illegal immigrants?
Korean. Or Chinese, I think.
And Chinese,
yes.
Too. Yeah, I've heard some reports about, like, a growing Chinese community in Korea. I mean, not Korea, Japan.
Yes.
And Koreans have been in Japan for a long time, too.
Yes.
And I know the laws and things like that. So what is Japan? How do you think Japan feels about it? Like, do they have a solution?
I'm not sure. But Filipinos women comes to Japan because they can get a job in Japan.
Right.
Because Japanese men. Yes.
Because
let's not make by, the Japanese by them.
Well, the Japanese men are attracted to them.
Yes.
You know, for sex. I mean, let's be honest. That's what's going on. I mean, the Japanese men, not just Japanese men. I mean,
Japanese
they're
women.
In other countries, and there are Filipino women that I'm sure they appeal to men all over the world. You know, not just Japan, but
there's a demand.
There's a demand.
Yes.
For them? Yeah.
Japanese women do not satisfy their husbands.
Chris said, "Why is that? Because Japanese women don't satisfy." Well, I don't know if she's laughing at that. And she probably doesn't know what to say to that. Do you have a response, Leila?
No,
she says, "No, I have no response." You know, the thing is, we talked about this before. It goes into the cheating issue and the fact, you know, and we should get into this on a future podcast about the differences between men and women, because, you know, I don't care what country you're in. I don't care what the culture is. Men are similar in certain ways, and women are similar. So, and, you know, men want to have sex, you know, with other women. And that doesn't mean they're going to cheat on their wives, but they have the urge to, you know. I mean, the Japanese wife could be fantastic. But the man still may say, ooh, like, you know, it's like a flavor of ice cream. Like, oh, my wife is vanilla. And then, oh, and I love vanilla.
I want chocolate.
And I can eat vanilla every day and be very happy. Oh, but look at that. That's chocolate. Mmm. I'd like to try some chocolate. And that's the way a lot of guys talk about that. But anyway, that's not today's day. Well, we'll talk about that another day. But I think, you know, it's a problem in the country, and it's not an easy solution. And I think that's what it comes down to. No matter where you are, it's not an easy solution, because people are coming into France or Korea or, you know, Iran from Afghanistan and into America because they want a better life. The thing is, you know, a lot of Americans are just saying that, look, come to the country, but come legally. And the argument is not about immigration. The argument is about illegal immigration. And if you come to this country legally, we'll help you, and you'll get all the services everybody get, and we'll help get you educated. We'll help you do this. We'll give you, I mean, America gives small business loans, you know, helps you start a business, does all this stuff, you know, and, you know, come that way. I think worst case scenario, what if we did open our borders and let everybody in? What would happen?
Chaos?
See, yeah, Armand has.
Actually, I do not think that would be chaos, because already when chaos happened, like earthquakes or tsunamis or things like that, U.S., well, Russia's...
That's a different kind of chaos, though, and it's very localized.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, if we open our borders and said anybody can come here and work, and then all these people started rushing in, you don't think there would be chaos?
Actually, no.
How would the police control it? How would we have enough jobs for everybody?
How Europe can control all different countries.
But they have
different ideas.
But their borders aren't open.
Yeah, it's open. What? They do not
Here's a European right here.
Yeah, I crossed many borders.
But you can't... it's not legal.
There was no fence. There was no... Yeah, it's
you
illegal.
You can cross borders. Yeah. You're traveling.
Yeah, it's illegal, but...
Okay. Chris, we got to chime in here. He's our European
if you're
rep.
Member of... A country of the
European Union.
European Union. You can cross all the borders of the European Unions.
Okay.
But if you're illegal, and if they can see that you're illegal, they're gonna ask you. I mean, it's not so easy.
I have a question.
But
you
can't,
say
and
like
you can't
cross
become a citizen,
the country, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. It means to travel or to leave.
Yeah.
So.
You can
make it clear, please.
Travel.
Yeah,
travel.
Yeah.
It's traveling.
Yeah,
it's easy to go to work to another country.
It's like a traveling visa type of thing. Sure, it's easy to move around. But look, England has citizenship. They don't say anybody can live there. All of these countries, some countries may be easier to get citizenship. That's for sure. Absolutely. But yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I can't speak for these countries, but you can't just go to a country and say, boom, I'm a citizen. Mm-hmm. That's not the way
what
it works.
I meant, it's like when the European Union is complete, there won't be any Germany or France or England. There would have some specific language, and they'd be all called Europeans.
Well, maybe not. I mean, you know, that's one view of expressing what the future may be. That may very well happen, but I'll tell you, a lot of Europeans would say, no way. Like a lot of people, you know, from Germany say, look, I'm a German. I'm proud of my country. I'm proud of my language. And, you know, we can work with these other countries, but Germany needs to exist. But it depends on how far we look. I've heard people say, like, philosophize about the future and say, look, eventually we're all going to mix. Eventually there's going to be no pure race anymore. And that we're all going to start blending more and more and more. We're all going to start looking like each other. And we're all going to have like slightly tan skin, and our hair is all going to be kind of a brownish color, and our eyes are all going to kind of look the same, and we're all going to mix. And people say that's inevitable. I think that's true. I just don't know how long it's going to take. I mean, maybe, what is that, 1,000 years, 2,000 years? I don't know. But eventually, you know, this idea of all becoming one, you know, people say we're going to become the United States of the world. And basically, you know, that's what will happen. But in our lifetime, my personal view is we're not going to see that in Europe or in America, you know. I mean, in terms of saying we're one with Mexico and everything. Okay, so everyone spoke. Okay, excellent. Well, okay, thanks for coming. God, we went way over on this topic. This was a hot topic, and I guess we're not going to get into the Ask Dave portion. But we'll do it next time. Thanks for listening. And thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Well, that about wraps it up. Thanks a lot for listening to another edition of the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. And I would also appreciate a comment from you. Please post a comment on our blog page. You can ask questions about pronunciation, vocabulary, phrases, and you can post comments about the discussion itself. I would really like to hear from you. Well, thanks a lot for coming by, and I'll see you next time.